The heart began going out of imperialism when in the freedom movement led by the Indian National Congress, the moderates and the extremists succeeded the reformers. Gopal Krishna Gokhale foresaw a self-governing India, living in peaceful cooperation with Britain. The fiery Lokmanya, Bal Gangadhar Tilak, proclaimed that Swaraj was his birthright and that he would have it. And Aurobindo Ghosh, later the great yogi Sri Aurobindo, sought to blast the foundations of British rule, if necessary, by force. He wrote, "A subject nation does not prepare itself by gradual progress for liberty. It opens by liberty its way to rapid progress." There were other great leaders of the freedom movement, Bipin Chandra Pal and Lala Lajpat Rai, V.D. Savarkar and C. Rajagopalachari, Dr. Rajendra Prasad and Acharya Narendra Dev, and many others. But the man who was destined to lead the nation's liberation movement to final victory was a frail, bespectacled barrister whose fame had preceded him before he landed at the gateway of India in 1915. Influenced by his own Vaishnava and Jain traditions, by the Bible and its advice to turn the other cheek, by Henry Thoreau's assertion of the individual's right to ignore unjust laws and refuse allegiance to a tyrannical government, and by Leo Tolstoy's insistence on practicing moral principles in his everyday life, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi had challenged the racial laws of the South African government in 1906. And from that challenge, new principles of political and social struggle were born. Satyagraha, truth force, and ahimsa, non-violence. No political leader was closer to the people than Gandhi. He toured the country incessantly, traveling like a commoner, led a Spartan existence, shedding the garb of an educated gentleman in favor of the humble loincloth. His political philosophy evolved over the next three decades, starting with his first Satyagraha in India in support of the peasants of Champaran, Bihar, against the white indigo planters. But it took the Rowlatt Act of 1919, which authorized the government to arrest anyone without a warrant, to spark the first major Gandhian protest on Indian soil, leading to civil disobedience and non-cooperation. The horror of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre in 1919 put Indians firmly on the path of confrontation with the imperial power. A decade of negotiations followed while Gandhiji spun his charkha at his ashram on the banks of the Sabarmati near Ahmedabad. On March 12, 1930, Mahatma Gandhi led 78 selected followers from Sabarmati ashram on a historic march to the beach at Dandi to harvest salt and defy the salt tax laws of the British government. On the 5th April, he reached Dandi, 240 miles away, and on the 6th, he went down to a stretch of marsh and, as the sun rose over the horizon, bent down, picked up a handful of non-purified salt and held it out in a historic gesture. Jawaharlal Nehru wrote later in his autobiography, "As we saw the abounding enthusiasm of the people and the way salt making was spreading like a prairie fire, we felt a little abashed and ashamed for having questioned the efficacy of this method when it was first proposed by Gandhiji. And we marveled at the amazing knack of the man to impress the multitude and make it act in an organized way."
आजादी बिना खड़क बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़क बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल
आंधी में भी जलती रही गांधी तेरी मशाल
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड़ग बिना ढाल साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल।
धरते पे लड़ी तूने अजब ढप की लड़ाई, दागे न कहीं तोप न बंदूक चलाई, दुश्मन के किले पर भी न की तूने चढ़ाई, बाहरी फकीर खूब करामात दिखाई, चुटकी में दुश्मनों को दिया देश से निकाल,
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड्ग बिना ढाल, साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
रघुपति राघव राजा राम,
शतरंज बिछा कर यहाँ बैठा था जमाना, लगता था कि मुश्किल है फिरंगी को हराना, टक्कर थे बड़े जोर की दुश्मन भी था ताना, पर तू भी था बापू बड़ा उस्ताद पुराना, मारा वो कस के दाव के उल्टी सभी की चाल,
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड्ग बिना ढाल, साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
रघुपति राघव राजा राम,
जब जब तेरा भी गुल बजा जवान चल पड़े, मजदूर चल पड़े थे और किसान चल पड़े, हिंदू वो मुसलमान सिख पठान चल पड़े, कदमों पे तेरे कोटि कोटि प्राण चल पड़े, खूनों की तेज छोड़ के दौड़े जवाहरलाल,
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड्ग बिना ढाल, साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
रघुपति राघव राजा राम,
वैसे तो देखने में थी हस्ती तेरी छोटी, लेकिन तुझे झुकती थी हिमालय की भी चोटी, दुनिया में तू बेजोड़ था इंसान बेमिसाल,
साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
दे दी हमें आजादी बिना खड्ग बिना ढाल, साबरमती के संत तूने कर दिया कमाल,
रघुपति राघव राजा राम,
जग में कोई जिया है तो बापू तू ही जिया, तूने वतन की राह पे सब कुछ लुटा दिया, मांगा न कोई तख्त न तो ताज ही लिया, अमृत दिया सभी को मगर खुद जहर पिया, जिस दिन तेरी चिता जली रोया था महा